It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
First game, there's something special about it. It's the emotion that's in the entire stadium. Obviously, it's the last home opener here in this stadium, and I think fans are going to feel that and give us the juice that we need to try to perform the best we can.
The expectations are always high. Everybody wants to win. We want to win as players. Coaches want to win as coaches. Ownership wants to win as ownership. We're a bunch of pros that want the best, and we want to win.
Changing the narrative on Buffalo, that is honestly probably the number one thing for me. And that's probably, honestly, what drives me more than anything to win.
It is not easy to come on TV year after year and predict the Bills to win the Super Bowl. But there is no place that I'd rather be than right here, right now. I can see it, the quarterback can see it, and in 157 days, you're going to see it, and I'll see you at the parade.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Hand off to Cook. Through a hole on the left side. Squirts away and reaches for the end zone, and he is in. James Cook with a 5-yard touchdown run as the Cook is in the kitchen and fakes the handoff to Henry, looking into the end zone, has to pump, now tucks it, and he's going to go down for the sack. Greg Rousseau got him around the ankle, and they throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown. Keon Coleman went up and pulled it off the roof.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Wow. This song is going to be titled...
Let's go.
Epic trailer music.
Yeah, what's it titled? Hold on. Josh is going to have a name. This is called At the Gates.
It's called Battle of Hoback.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Kind of a random name for it, but...
Hoback, huh?
Kind of a letdown.
Yeah, a little bit.
I liked At the Gates.
Yeah, it's, cool, right?
I bet there's a song out there called At the Gates that's just as hyped up. We should find it.
Is this Two Steps from Hell?
It is. Yeah. And I think they have a song called At the Gates on their page.
If they do.
I think I used it a bunch last year.
Oh,
actually.
Wow. All right. Great. Hey, everybody. It's Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe. We're here hanging out, ready to, you know, chop up Bills Ravens, talk about last night's game, which featured a spitting ejection.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Yes. I am in favor of spitting ejections, like ejecting players that spit.
Uh-huh.
And it also featured other lame penalty calls for taunting.
Oh, brutal.
And unsportsmanlike.
A lot of fights.
Brutal.
For a game.
Yep. A lot of fights.
That didn't really feature as many... penalties and whatnot, but you had some tussles in there. You also have Spitgate, which is a potential second spitter.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see the video Dak spitting at Jalen Carter before Jalen... There it is right there. Dak spitting in the direction of Jalen Carter before Carter did, and Dak is claiming, and I think he might have a leg to stand on, that he was not directing it at Jalen Carter, but he was just spitting. And Jalen Carter says he took it that way.
All right.
And that's what Dak was insulted by. Like, you think I spit at you? So he walks up to Carter, and then Carter very clearly spits at Dak Prescott, gets tossed, their best defensive player. What a start to that game.
The angle of the second spitter, the angle of Dak spitting, it's tough. He could easily be spitting at the ground.
Yeah.
But in the direction, whereas Jalen Carter goes right for the NFL logo on the chest.
Oh, yeah, there is no disputing what his intentions were.
Let's bring in Gene Steratore here. Gene, where do you think the spit, where'd the loogie land, man? Because we all know if it's above the chest and the loogie makes a football move. There we go. Welcome to football season. All right. I enjoyed last night's game. I
Yeah, until the lightning delay.
Yes. I'd like to thank the lightning delay because, if it was going to be a second half with 3 points, I'm glad I went to bed. And when I saw Adam Schefter tweet out, the game is expected to resume at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
I heard Tirico say that, and I'm like, I'm out. See ya. I'll watch the rest of the game tomorrow morning.
I wonder if the NFL will learn from that and no longer tell you what time it's going to start again. Because that was a lot. The idea of seeing 11:30,
I remember when I don't know when Schefter said it. When Tirico said it on the air, I looked at my phone. I was like, that's 57 minutes from
good
now.
Good night. Right?
Like, I'm not waiting an hour.
Absolutely good night. So future iterations of this, it'll be, we expect things back soon. Shortly.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We don't know when we'll come back. Because if they had not said 11:30, I probably would have given it another 20 minutes. Right? 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
I would have given it 20 minutes.
20. And then after 20, you might see 5 more? 10 more?
Yeah.
I just feel like they could have let us along. Not that it would be a good practice to do that, but if they want to avoid people leaving and going to bed because it's a 1 hour delay.
Yep.
11:30. And then when I woke up this morning and checked the score, what did I think?
Nothing happened.
I thought they called the game.
Yeah.
I thought they decided, you know what?
Not worth it.
That was my first thought.
Could you imagine?
What, did they try to come back and it kept raining and they decided, you know what? It's like baseball. It's the Eagles. It's the Cowboys. 24-20 in the third quarter. This game's over.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you were an over better in that game, tough one. 24-20, yeah. Cruising along.
You know, for how that game started, not a lot of offense at the end of it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody. I mean, other than Jalen Hurts, the runner, got going, and CeeDee Lamb had a lot. He could have had more. Big drops on that final drive by CeeDee Lamb. I mean, one that would have set them up, you know, like in the red zone, the one they're showing on ESPN right now.
Oh, that's
like
a tough one.
Dak had some throws on that final drive, and Lamb dropped two of them, and there was another drop by, I think, Ferguson. Lamb goes 7 for 110, but, like, no A.J. Brown in this game. Barkley didn't really do a ton. He got the ball a lot, but he wasn't really that good.
The thing that happened in this game,
Devonta Smith was kind of a ghost.
It was Jalen Hurts. It was his show.
Yeah.
He scored 2 rushing touchdowns, which you may have predicted anyway because he always rushes for touchdowns, but not the normal ones.
Yeah, they weren't the touchdowns.
They were not 1 yard touchdowns. They were Josh Allen touchdowns.
Yeah.
Drop back, look around. Hey, I'm going to take off and run it in.
Yeah. Yep.
Good for him. He looked pretty good. And the Eagles and they raised their banner, and off we go. Tonight, Chiefs and Chargers. Are you ready to, 14 to 16 hours from now, be annoyed at the Chargers for doing something stupid?
Oh, yes.
Get yourself ready.
Not the champion I would like to have tonight in defeating the Chiefs.
Football
and
season.
Getting them off to the wrong start.
Football season really begins when a Chiefs opponent fumbles into the end zone when they were about to go up 14, mm-hmm. and instead the Chiefs get the ball and go down the other way and score. So, ready to see the Chiefs' dark magic come back tonight. The game is on YouTube. It is not YouTube TV. It is YouTube. Free for everyone. I would imagine you can see it on YouTube TV, too. But it's free for everyone. So if you have an internet connection, which is not free usually, you can watch Chiefs and Chargers tonight. And, of course, Bills and Ravens in the Sunday night game. So let's go. Hopefully you set your lineups. And, again, if you didn't, set it tonight.
Yeah, so last night you could have had a Javonte Williams night. He had 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
50 yards, but nothing really. Hurts was good for that. Lamb was good for that. If you are in a guillotine league, go look and see who had AJ Brown last night. That was what was stunning to me is the whole game. Yesterday I said this when we were doing our parlay, and I had this bet was Kyrie Elam to record an interception last night, and I'm thinking, oh, they're just going to go after him all night long. And they didn't target him in the first half. Or they didn't in the first quarter and a half. Until the second quarter, where I texted my brother, why are they not throwing at Kyrie? And as I'm texting that, Jahan Dotson 50 yards down the field right at Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
And beats him. He actually led the game, or he led the Eagles in receiving yards. Dotson did. It was a trade they got last year, was decent in Washington. You didn't get that Elam interception bet, but it was kind of weird. The Eagles couldn't really run the ball, and their offense became Hurts scrambling, not, hey, we've got two amazing perimeter receivers. You've got one boundary corner that is gettable, and they really only threw at him that one time all night. So it was weird. It was a very weird game offensively. Brown didn't look good. Like, they were showing clips of him running routes, and, like, dude wasn't getting open against any of those Cowboys corners. And he's supposed to be, like, a top five receiver in the league, or has been a top five receiver in the
league. You
calling him shot? He might be hurt.
Fraud watch?
I don't know. He's big, and he's had a lot of injuries, but...
Aren't you due for a good, solid fraud watch?
Yes, I am.
Do you start a season with fraud watch, or do you wait halfway through a year to get to one?
No, I don't even need halfway. Give me week one.
Okay.
And I might be on to something.
You're not ready right now?
No.
Fraud watch. You're pretty good with it. Your record is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Shanahan went to a Super Bowl.
Kyle Shanahan's the only one I really push back a lot on fraud watch, but...
Yeah, the Titans... It's just a general...
The Vrabel Titans. As one seeds in competitors fraud watch.
The Dolphins, but everybody kind of had the Dolphins for that for a time. Who is going to be that team for me this year? Or guy? It's usually a coach. It's usually it's a coach that won 15 years ago that is still in the league doing it. It was McCarthy for a while.
Yeah. Is Tomlin?
McCarthy, again, like Collinsworth last night, talking about how good Mike McCarthy used to be. Like... What are you talking about? Like, the Cowboys were not any different with McCarthy than they were with Jason Garrett, although Jason Garrett works for them, so he wouldn't say anything bad about him either. So, I've got to find a good one going into this year.
I mean, the Chargers are always a candidate, right? Chargers and Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, Harbaugh.
You might be on that for Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, even though he wins everywhere he goes.
Yeah, except, you know, the only thing he actually really won one, he had to cheat for.
I mean, that's Belichick. Fraud watch?
Yeah, that guy's a fraud.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Football Friday. You can join us anywhere you do. Give us a call, 803-0550. It is, of course, the last home opener. The last home opener in the current Highmark Stadium. And while we'll spend time on this game, and we'll talk to Sal at 7, this is scheduled today. Sal comes in at 7. Andy Major joins us at 8 to talk to us about some things about getting to the stadium and parking and new policies and what you can bring in and what you can't. Chris Brown at 8:30, and then at 9:30, we're going to get some food brought in, new options you can eat at the stadium. It's the final home opener. Mm-hmm. And like looking back, I feel like we want to spend some time remembering your first home opener. What's your favorite home opener? 31-0 against the Patriots is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, it's really,
really hard to beat. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's my first one. I have to check the Bills' schedule each and every year. I've got my first one as a fan, my first one in the press box. Like, what's your first home opener? Because this will be your last, in this stadium at least. And then we'll all go to the next stadium and, you know, hope to get there. Do you remember what your first home opener was?
I'm trying to rack my brain what the first one would have been that I went to. There's another, like, I'm not at the 2011 Patriots game, because that's not their home opener anyway, right? Is that week two, week three, when they beat New England?
31-0? Or no, the Fitz game?
The Fitz one.
Fitz game is not a home
opener. That's not a home opener?
No.
What's the first? I remember being in the booth for this. The first time I was ever like watching the game from the broadcast booth was the Steelers home opener.
Okay.
Block punt.
They lose.
Yeah. People were excited for that one. That was after the COVID year, first game back. Everybody's back together. And what? Shot Roethlisberger, beat the Bills. So that one wasn't great. What from the drought? That's a good one.
It used to be remembering home openers was basically kind of like remembering the drought itself, because you had memorable games that they lost in hilarious fashion. I've confirmed.
Sure.
My first home opener was 31-0, 2003.
That's pretty good.
That's my first ever home opener.
Really, that's going to be tough to top.
I can remember watching the 2 years before, and I know I was not at the game. I was not at the Chad Morton double kickoff return against with the Jets.
Okay.
He had a kickoff return for a touchdown, Bledsoe forces overtime, and then Chad Morton returns the opening kick of overtime for a touchdown, which on the list of gut punches you could possibly have. Your brand-new franchise quarterback forces overtime at home in the opener. You lose the toss, and the guy returns the kick the whole way. A house call to end the game. Tough. Of course, if that happens in this year's home opener, Josh Allen goes back on the field because each team is guaranteed a possession. But, 31-0, my first ever home opener. September 7th, 2003.
Okay. It'll be the anniversary. Sam Adams marching into the end zone.
Sam Adams marching into the end zone. Lawyer Malloy. Lawyer Malloy, that was a time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that well or no?
A little bit. Him getting cut by New England and then immediately coming to the Bills and the revenge game like a week later.
Yep.
Did he make did he get a pick in that game too? Maybe.
I think he had a sack. I don't know if he had a pick. I'm pretty sure Lawyer Malloy had a sack in that game.
Okay.
The other thing about that season, that's a season where they start 2-0. They beat New England 31-0 and the Jaguars 38-17.
Yeah.
And I have a very distinct memory. I think PTI was on in 2003. That's a long time ago.
Probably right around when they started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can specifically remember it was either Around the Horn or PTI or both because they both started about the same time. They called the Bills the best team in football. They were 2-0.
Really?
2-0.
Really?
Yep. 2-0 and had just won by a combined score of 69-17, and they were the best team in football.
Mm.
They, of course, finished that season 6-10. Losing the last game 31-0, which is... of course, hilarious.
I think the first home opener, I'm trying to see if there's one I'm at before this, is 2015. I think that's the first home opener I'm at. I was at games before that. But home opener against Indy. Yeah, that's going to be it.
Percy Harvin.
Where the legend of Tyrod was born and Percy Harvin caught a long touchdown for the Bills. Yeah. That was a 13-point win over Andrew Luck. And
Rex Ryan, yeah.
That's Rex's first game.
Yeah.
Rex's first game starting a quarterback that was the third string guy coming into camp.
And beating Andrew Luck.
And he beat Andrew Luck, and they won the game. And they won the game kind of easily.
Yep.
Looking back at it. So that's a good one. There's a Jets home opener where they win in 2017. I'm just looking at week one games right now so I could look into week two and week three also. And then we're into COVID, and then we're into the more recent ones. Going back, there's a New England home opener. They lose by 2 in 2013. I might be at that one.
That's the Stephen Ridley game. Stephen Ridley fumbles the ball.
The Stephen Ridley game.
I mean, not really. Ridley fumbled. The Patriots win. I feel like that's EJ, right? They lose a close game to New England.
Yes.
EJ. And EJ. I feel like, boy, this is all that what a home opener sit around and remember some home openers show ends up being. But I think they stuffed Tom Brady on a quarterback sneak at the goal line.
Okay.
In that game. Right. I mean, if you pull up the game log and get Patriots drives, if you want this exercise.
I'm already in the box score.
Okay.
So.
I think the Bills stuffed him at the goal line.
Okay.
And turned it over and got it back, kept the game close, and of course lost because they always lost in New England if it was a home opener or not.
Yeah, they were down 17-7 in this game, and then they came back and made it close. Brady, was it on like a fourth down?
I think so. At the goal line, yeah.
Okay.
Or the one. Because he was always automatic with those, and they got a stop. They got a fourth down stop deep in their own territory to stay in the game.
Yeah, okay. Fourth and one at the one. Brady for no gain. Brady fumbles, recovered by Kiko Alonso.
Let's go.
Replay assistant challenged the runner was down by contact ruling. Play was upheld. We had a replay review after that one, I guess. 21-20 is the closest the Bills got. Hey, against New England, that's as good as they ever did. Just being in the game at all and not being... There's another New England game. It's not a home opener. I remember they make it close at the end, but they're down by 20 at one point in time. That's a Tyrod game.
That's my favorite thing to say about that game is that's the blowout that was close.
They
got dominated.
Yeah.
And Tyrod and the Bills got the score back to 8 points and got the ball.
Yeah.
And they still lost.
How about from a stretch from 2000 to 2005, that's six home openers in a row, or six week ones in a row, the Bills were all at home.
Wow.
Tennessee, New Orleans, the Jets in overtime, the New England 31-0 game. They lost to Jacksonville 13-10.
Do you remember the Jacksonville game? If you're of a certain age, the Jacksonville game is like a core memory.
Hold on.
Absolute core memory.
Ernest Wilford?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Just old enough. It's like Ernest Wilford, nine,
but... and it's knock it down, Nate, because there's a 4th and 12, and must be Brunell, right? Is it Mark Brunell?
Looking now.
Brunell to Jimmy Smith on 4th and...
Leftwich.
Leftwich, okay, yep. Leftwich to Jimmy Smith on 4th and 12. And Nate Clements kind of goes for the pick instead of knocking it down.
Oh,
it's reminiscent of what Justin Jefferson did in that game against the Vikings a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and not that like Ben from them went for the pick, but it was a prayer. Ball's in the air, it's covered, and you're thinking this game's over. And the Jags came down with it, went down and scored with Ernest Wilford. Core memory.
Yep, they beat Houston 22-7 in a home opener.
J.P. Lossman's debut, a touchdown pass to Jason Peters.
That's okay. That's right away. That's an early game.
And if I really want to go deep in my brain, Lossman almost throws a pick six in that game to a linebacker from the Texans.
Okay.
And I am not going to remember who that was.
It's not going to be Brian Cushing's too, it was not Brian too Cushing. Early for that, I think. 2 years later, 07, they lost in week one at home to Denver, 15-14. Kevin Everett game.
Kevin Everett game. Jason Elam running on the field with the clock ticking. No timeout. Bang. Through the uprights. Shocker.
Yep. Here's one I have no memory of. They opened a season at home against Seattle in 2008.
Yes. Fake field goal. Ryan Denny touchdown.
Sure. I could see that play.
I don't know if Ryan Denny...
Opening the season against Seattle.
He catches it. Is it a pass to Ryan Denny?
It's Mormon to Denny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
And then he walks
going
into the
right
zone.
To left on the near sideline.
They lost to Miami 15-10 in 2010.
Trent Edwards throws it away on 4th down.
Oh, yes. He was cut. Wasn't he? That was it, right? I think he started that year and got cut like the next week.
Listen.
I think they cut him right after that.
We're doing the thing where we're having fun remembering the bad stuff.
Yeah, we are.
And I didn't
This is what spurred me saying, was the drought more fun? And it wasn't.
No, but, it wasn't.
But it's fun to reminisce about the drought.
It is fun. Yes. I can remember for each
ridiculous.
Of these what seat I was in. And for the Trent one, I was sitting down low. And I remember they're down 15-10 to the Dolphins, and this guy cannot throw the ball past the sticks, and I'm pretty sure he threw it away on 4th down. Like, what are we doing? The Bills took an intentional safety in that game, or Miami did. That's why it's 15-10.
Okay.
Later, maybe even after that play, Miami takes an intentional safety knowing they can't move the ball. This is 20, what year is that? 2000 what?
2010.
2010.
And, yes, so it looking at Edwards' Wikipedia, he started that game, got benched, backed up for 1 week, and then they cut him.
Yeah.
So they were very quick to get rid of him there. And then other home openers that were in road years, if you want that. So 2018 is the Chargers. That's Allen's debut.
Yep.
Well, his first start.
His first start.
After they got destroyed by...
I feel like
the Ravens.
This is a dumb. Did Scott Chandler cross over with Allen at all?
No.
Okay.
Lee Smith did. Not Scott Chandler. Charles Clay did.
Who is it then? Allen in that Charger game. There's one really big completion for them, but it's a short kind of busted play. I don't know.
Chris Ivory?
No, I'm losing that one.
I don't know.
In the chat, we got a question here. Ricky asks if I have a photographic memory, and I've never thought that I do.
Just it, but it's only when we're referring to the drought Bills.
Correct. It's that and
not really that valuable.
Yes,
or useful.
If I go on Jeopardy and the category comes up, boom, Bills drought. Oh,
Jeremy looks at the other contestants like, you guys can just sit.
Let's go.
You can just sit down for this one, guys.
Let's go.
I got this. 2016, their home opener was week two against the Jets. They lost 37-31.
That Greg Roman got fired.
Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
Greg Salas caught a long touchdown for the Bills.
That I remember. I sat in my seats up in the 300 level. Here's my photographic memory.
Uh-huh.
And I tweeted out a picture where I blacked out the entire middle of the field and said, this is what Tyrod Taylor sees. Because he would not throw to the middle of the field.
Let me give you a tough
that
one
is here. That tweet is definitely still up, and Greg Roman got fired the next day.
Uh-huh. Let me give you a tough one. 2009, they're a home opener week two against Tampa. They won 33-20.
Dante Whitner pick six.
Man. He's going to get all these. Here we go. 06. 06. 06, week one and week two are on the road. Hold on.
Week three.
So I got to go to week three. So, all right, this is going to be, if I can't get you on this one, then I think you probably got it on all of them. Week three in 06. The Sabres are probably in, you know, first place by then already.
Yep, yep.
They lose to the Jets in week three, home opener, 28-20.
They lose, what year is it?
06. I mean, it not being like, it being 3 weeks okay, into the season okay. makes it a little tougher.
06. I think, I don't know.
Look at the stat lines here.
There's a game around week three where Trent throws three incompletions and plays pretty well.
Okay.
And that might have been his first start.
This isn't Trent.
Okay.
It's Lossman.
Lossman, 28-20.
Lossman goes 22 of 38 for 328 yards, a touchdown and a pick, and then a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I don't remember this one.
McGahee goes 26 for 150. How did they lose? 200-yard receivers.
Victor Hobson, fumble return for a score?
Yes.
Bang.
There it is.
Let's go.
Just close the laptop.
Victor Hobson. This is my favorite game we've ever played.
What position is that guy even?
Linebacker.
Jeez.
Scoop and score.
That's how they lose a game where they had
here's a
2,000-yard rusher. How many games in Bills history have they had a 300-yard passer, a 100-yard rusher, two 100-yard receivers, and lost?
You want to know something about that game that is memorable to me? I predicted the Bills would win that game by double digits. I was feeling good about them. What was their record before?
They were 1-1.
1-1. I thought the Bills would win by double digits. They lost. Victor Hobson, scoop and score. And Alan Pergamon of the Buffalo News, hi, Alan, wrote and called me out in the paper for saying, like, NFL games don't have double-digit scores. Like, why would you think they're going to win by double digits? They lost. You look like an idiot. And, I mean, I kind of did.
They did outgain
him. So, how about that? I was in the paper for my prediction on that one.
What you should have said after they outgained him 475 to 256 was actually, by expected points,
that's right.
The score was 41 to 30.
I was ahead of my time. You got any more, or are we done?
hold on. I got.
I know we're late, but I come in. He's rolling.
More
right?
on the road.
Not
here.
Now. He's rolling.
The problem is they played so many home openers. Like did I miss anything?
Well, all home openers. You mean like week
one? Or week one, excuse me, yeah. We did 2009. Oh, here we go. 11 and 12.
Okay,
Two
more and then a break. And then your phone calls, 803-0550.
All right, 2011, home opener, week two against New England. We just did that one.
Okay.
That was week two. 2012, another week 3 year.
All right.
It appears. Hold on. Pulling it up. 2012 week two. All right. The Bills played the Chiefs. 35-17. They won.
Here?
Yeah.
35-17.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. This is going to be like the Dwayne Bowe Chiefs. I don't know if he did anything in that game. He might have caught a touchdown.
Dwayne Bowe caught two touchdowns in this game. after they were down 35-3.
I was about to say garbage time Dwayne Bowe.
Garbage time Dwayne Bowe. The scoring went Spiller 17-yard touchdown, Spiller 5-yard touchdown, Chandler 10-yard touchdown, field goal by the Chiefs, Stevie Johnson 49-yard touchdown, punt return touchdown, McKelvin 88 yards, 35-3. So that's Fitz.
Fun day.
There are a couple of games like that against the Chiefs. Isn't there where they just destroyed them?
They won in a season opener in Kansas City. 41-7.
Right.
All right. Home opener Sunday. Now that I've stretched my legs here, and you know, kind of feel good about it.
I think that's all the home openers going back to 2000.
All right,
we just went through there.
Sweet. I guess we can't have people.
What was the best one?
Call and remember. 31-0 was
still the best one.
Yeah, I was in the press box for that one, but it was amazing. My first attended home opener, but not my first in the stands. My first in the stands would have been one of the other ones. I'll have to find which one it was. 803-0550. It's a season to remember. Highmark Stadium, of course. I don't remember lots of things, but apparently I remember home opener scoop and scores
and every detail
by Victor Hobson.
Victor Hobson.
All right. 803-0550. Sean, we'll get to your call on the other side. It's a Football Friday, and hopefully you enjoyed that trip down memory lane. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash call Salino, call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
Javonte Williams, the running back, first and goal, Cowboys. left side into the end zone for the season's first touchdown.
Mike Tirico on the call last night. Sunday Night Football. Eagles win. They are 1-0. Cowboys start 0-1. They didn't look bad, Dallas.
No, they, I mean, I thought Dak looked pretty good. I thought they did. This is why I wanted the Barkley under yesterday. They looked like a team that was just relentlessly going to, they're just going to stop Saquon Barkley tonight.
Yeah. And they did not stop Jalen Hurts from running the ball. And
no.
The other thing is, CeeDee Lamb, you mentioned he had a couple of drops, but whatever. It's one game. If you're looking for what an offense looks like and you drafted CeeDee Lamb places, you should feel great.
Yeah, he's going to get the ball a ton.
He's going to get 150 targets, CeeDee Lamb.
Easily.
And he's, Pickens is going to lead the league in pass interferences drawn down the field.
Pickens and is, also a personal foul.
That might be true. He got a personal foul. George Pickens is going to lead the league in how many yards he created that don't go in his stats. Like, if you're a receiver that draws a 30-yard penalty, you don't get 30 yards on your stats, but you made it happen. And I bet George Pickens leads the league in interference drawn because they're going to chuck it to him, and he's pretty good at drawing it. So, anyway, Cowboys lose 0-1 for them. We'll get some calls in 803-0550, remembering home openers, talking Bills Ravens, whatever kind of energy you got today. It's a football Friday. The weekend is here, and the elite season is upon us. Sunday Night Football at Highmark Stadium, the last home opener in the current stadium.
We forgot the home opener that is actually my first home opener, by the way.
Okay.
The first home opener I was ever at was the Carolina home opener for EJ.
EJ to Steven.
I didn't remember that being a home opener. Like, I was there. I was in the upper deck. I remember the where I was when I remember, I don't remember what we would have said, but, like, me and my brother were, like, shook each other, like, when the Panther guy fell down. Like, you could see it. Like, oh, he's wide open.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a touchdown. I just didn't remember that that was a home opener game. But that's 2013.
If you want me to go detail, quick detail on that game, that there's two things that happened on that final drive. There was a pass interference call the Bills got that helped and, I think, extended the game.
Yeah.
And also, there was a dump-off to Fred that he dropped that was good that he dropped it because the clock stopped.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I remember. And also, Carolina kicked the field goal of death. That was the introduction for some of us to the field goal of death. They were up one, and they had a fourth and one, and did not sneak it with Cam Newton, instead kicked it. And that's the field goal of death. Bills go down the field and they win. They beat Ron Rivera and the Panthers.
Is that McDermott?
No. Oh, wait, is he on that team?
Is he on Carolina?
Yeah, very possibly. Sean in Long Island. Sean, happy Football Friday. Good morning.
Happy Football Friday, guys. Good morning. So just want to do an exercise in a time machine in a way. If we were to take, we're going to go back to the drought era, but if we were to take a team from 2014, and you guys have the choice of going into this year with our current defense, or you get to pivot to the 2014 Buffalo Bills defense, and they are our defense going into this year. How would you feel about it? Would you feel more confident about getting a ring? And if they had been our defense for the past couple of seasons or the past 3 or 4 years, would we have a ring already?
2014, that's Jim Schwartz, right?
That's the Jim Schwartz year where their defensive line has got two first-team All-Pros on it, and it's they're just wrecking people.
I might even want to say, Sean, do you have to bring the whole defense? If you brought the front four for the last however many years, you'd have the Super Bowl. Like, Gilmore is back there. Safeties, Aaron Williams and Denoris Searcy, among others. It's interesting to think about because – when I think of McDermott defenses, I do think of them as built from the secondary in, or their strengths are always from the secondary in. That's probably just a Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer kind of point. They're supposed to be built that way. And I think of McDermott as a really elite secondary kind of coach. They can get stuff there. And that has been a little bit of their downfall, maybe a lot of their downfall the last couple of years. If you just subbed in the 2013-14 era front four, I think you'd get exactly what you were looking for. Then again, taking Stephon Gilmore might not be a bad idea either. Gilmore, Corey Graham, McKelvin.
Nigel Bradham.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
There's nothing other than, behind the line, Gilmore is the only, like, really impressive thing there.
Aaron Williams was pretty good.
He was fine. He was pretty... He would probably... Prime Aaron Williams would start on this team.
Yeah. I think that's
I think.
He was good. His career got cut short, unfortunately, and cheap shot from Jarvis Landry, and then another injury against New England.
But it's that line. It's Darius and Williams are first-team All-Pros. Kyle Williams is a Pro Bowler. The only guy that didn't have any accolades that year on that line was Jerry Hughes, and he had 10 sacks.
Yeah, right.
So, like, that team was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
Up front.
Thanks for the call.
We've had. I mean, really, it's more than anything. It's Mario, right?
Mario.
Like, of those four, you know, if we continue to narrow it down here, like, sure, Darius at his best. I don't know if he would be mature enough for this coaching staff. He probably would not be.
Or they might find a way to reach him in a way that other coaches were not qualified to.
Maybe.
You never know.
He was a force, and he is a type of defensive tackle they have not really had since then. But what's the thing they've been chasing that they haven't been able to find? It's Mario Williams.
It's Mario, yeah. Sometimes we have the fun exercise, oh, take any player off the drought Bills, and who would you add? Play it with Bean. If Brandon Bean is asked the question, he probably doesn't know the drought Bills as well as we do. You know, he would have had an actual life, unlike us, just watching that football team for so long.
Well, I mean, he was working for the
sure,
Panthers.
He's in the league.
They probably knew who was on the Bills.
That's right. So if he asked him, anybody off the drought Bills, who do you want? Does he say Mario?
Think you got to say Mario.
Prime Mario? Mario was amazing.
Prime Mario for 3 years, the first 3 years with the Bills, was two All-Pro nods, 10.5, 13, 14.5 is the sack totals. I mean, I'm sure all the other stuff looked great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. That peak Mario. I mean, if you want to throw Schoble in there, but it's the pass rusher. And that's what they're hoping Bosa becomes.
Yeah. Mike in Toronto. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to see if Jeremy remembers the first play from scrimmage in 2006 at New England.
Yes, London, Fletcher, Aaron Schoble. Forced fumble by Schoble, scooped up by Fletcher into the end zone.
Yeah, exactly. What a way to start a season.
It was.
Very first play, they blow up Tom Brady, and it's awesome. And then they famously go on to lose that game.
Is that the McGahee didn't know that it was fourth down game?
Exactly.
Okay.
Critical fourth down, and McGahee falls short, and he admits after he thought it was third down.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That was just the best possible way to start a season, and I just thought of it now. So.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, first play, Brady back to pass, hit, fumbled, touchdown. All right. How are we going to lose this one? Yeah, there's openers. Monday Night Football in New England, the McKelvin game.
Oh,
my goodness. Still don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't need to right now.
See, for anyone out there asking, like, why are we talking about these memories instead of how good the Bills are now? It's important to purge. We're sweating out the toxins right now on a Friday.
Yep. And this is what we've endured at that stadium.
Right.
And we all made it through together as we close
it. The previous generation, you know, you guys had some fun. This generation, you know, there's a little gap in the middle there where it was a challenge. 803-0550, more of your phone calls when we return. Sal at 7, the latest on the Bills practice news. I feel like Tre'Davious White is a no-go for this game. He hasn't practiced yet this week, so feeling like he won't play. Dorian Strong probably gets the call there. We'll talk about that. We'll get to Sal about Matt Prater, what to expect maybe there. The Ravens injury report as well. They've got good news on Jaire Alexander. So Sal at 7, and more of your phone calls along the way here on a Football Friday on WGR. Happy Football Friday. Time for Improving the Game Plan. It's brought to you by Bath Fitter. Improve your bath in one day with Bath Fitter. It just fits. How do the Bills improve their game plan against Baltimore? The last time these two teams met, it was at Highmark Stadium last year in the divisional round. And Baltimore might think an improved game plan includes a little more for Derrick Henry, right? Their game plan might be, let's not beat ourselves, which is how they lost the last game. And that might be a little more Derrick Henry and trust the defense. They got back into the game, and you know, Lamar kind of threw him out of the game, but then got him back into the game as well. Also, Mark Andrews might want to improve the game plan. You know, catch the ball and don't fumble. For the Bills, I'd like to see Josh Allen have a better performance. And Allen ran well, but passing the ball, the Bills had very little success against Baltimore in that divisional round game. So,
and I think it's more likely they'll need it more than they will in that game.
So hopefully Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, like we see a bit of what this passing attack can be, because against Baltimore in that divisional round, it was a tough one. They won. But the passing game might need to be better. So I think improving the game plan means getting more out of your passing game. Sal joins us on the other side. It's a Football Friday. We'll get your calls in for Sal. Memories of home openers. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.